Merry Christmas. It's a grand celebration, isn't it? Mary's song, a song of rejoicing and celebration, but also a song of proclamation. As Sammy just read for us, Mary begins her song, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Here is the first mention of the word Savior in the New Testament. This is the good news we've all waited so long to hear. He's arrived. If you'd like to follow along, I'm going to read Psalm 96 again. It's what Carol read for us. I'm reading from the Jewish Publication Society's Hanukkah, the Jewish Bible. It may vary a little bit from what you're reading, no matter what translation you have. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim his victory day after day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wondrous deeds among all peoples. For the Lord is great and much acclaimed. He is held in awe by all divine beings. All the gods of the peoples are mere idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Glory and majesty are before him. Strength and splendor are in his temple. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring tribute and enter his courts. Bow down to the Lord, majestic in holiness. Tremble in his presence, all the earth. Declare among the nations, the Lord is king. The world stands firm. It cannot be shaken. He judges the people with equity. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth exult. Let the sea and all within it thunder, the fields and everything in them exult. Then shall all the trees of the forest shout for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to rule the earth. He will rule the word justly and its peoples in faithfulness. Amen. He's arrived. The one who spoke creation into existence, the first voice that was heard. The voice from which chaos and darkness immediately fled. The one who was welcomed into creation as a part of creation with the voices of creation. Singing, declaring, praising, proclaiming. Psalm 96 is a good psalm for Christmas. This psalm was first used and is an extension of a psalm first recorded in 1 Chronicles. One of the many psalms that was sung as the Ark of the Covenant was brought to Jerusalem and the reign of Yahweh was returned to its rightful place within the tabernacle. The scene is one of grand celebration. There were talented professional singers, massive choirs, skilled musicians, all types of musical instruments. The army was there. The national leaders were there. The religious leaders were there. Everyone dressed in their very best. There was dancing, shouting, praising. Sacrifices and offerings were brought, and every Israelite man and woman, and I love this part, were given gifts. Each one was given a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins. Later they would combine them and call them fruitcake. Right, Chris? An elaborate celebration that had been very, very carefully planned, and for good reason. The first time there was an attempt to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, they had failed to honor God, to respect God for who he is. And David realized that, and he warned the nation about it. He told the people that in the past they failed to ask God how to handle it, how to handle this holy object in the prescribed way. And his anger had broken out among them. But not this time. This time they had consecrated some of the Levites to carry the ark as Moses had commanded them. They studied God's word so they might be prepared to accept his presence among them, to establish his presence, the mercy seat in their very midst. The song leaders were instructed to sing joyful songs, and it's recorded in Chronicles that all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant with shouts, with the soundings of trumpets and ram's horns. bronze cymbals and the playing of lyres and harps. This would have been deafening. And the words of Psalm 96 struggle to give us some sense of what it must have been like with all of creation, all creatures, all of heaven and earth, celebrating, rejoicing, proclaiming God as both King and Judge. Heaven rejoices, the fields and all that was in them exult, the sea thunders, the trees, the forest shouts, the mountain sings. Take whatever translation you want of Psalm 96 you prefer and reread it over and over again. It falls short of the grand celebration it is trying to describe every time. In the midst of all that noise, heaven and earth, all creation, welcomes the presence of God into the center of their lives. Now, it's a stark contrast to a quiet night in Bethlehem. Although all heaven rejoices at his coming here on earth, it begins in quietness. Shepherds approach to witness the event. From the silent fields, those who cared for God's most gentle, most quiet creatures come to visit this heavenly King in humble circumstances. His arrival has been told since the beginning of time, for God knew when he said, "Let us make man in our own image," that a day would come when God in mankind's image would have to come to complete only what God could do. He would have to come as a servant to satisfy the judgment man was under in order to establish his kingdom and reign as king. He's arrived. Were you prepared for this? Were you prepared to receive him in the prescribed way? Did you study the Word of God to prepare for him? Have you established a place for him in the center of your life? Like Mary, do you have a song? A new song for your God and your Savior. A song that comes out of the depths of your soul and glorifies the Lord. A new song in which our spirit rejoices in God as our Savior. If you have it, then you must sing it. As Mary said, he's been mindful of our humble estate. He's done great things for us. His mercy extends from generation to generation for those who fear him. He's performed mighty deeds, filled the hungry, helped the servants, just as he had promised. As he had promised in the beginning, can you sing it? Will you sing it? John in this gospel writes to us, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. And though the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Unto us a son was given so that we might too become children of God. And though he comes to us on the outskirts of the holy city in stillness and quietness, through worship, song, word, and deed, we praise and glorify God as King, as Savior, in an ever-increasing intensity that has yet to reach its crescendo. Can we bring him into the very center of our lives? Can we honor him as King at the point where he enters into creation as an infant in all his glory as a small baby who came in the flesh full of grace and truth? This King who comes to us in our weakness, in our shortcomings, in our ignorance, to demonstrate to us who God is and the love he has for us. When you kneel before him, you have nothing you can give to him except yourself. The glory and praise of his creation. We must welcome him with resounding joy. A new song. A new life as a child. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Can you sing it? It's a glorious celebration of life. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you. We lift up our hearts, our voices, our spirits, our souls, and rejoice that you came to us to redeem us, to save us, so that we may have the right, Lord, to be called children of God. In Jesus' name.